into loving 見えてなかったものが見えてきた Stuckly, Stuckly It's a nice いつぶりのセンスじゃ負けそう偽りも全部一人天に残り Stay 別れの時が来たら血の果ていつかいつかバカでもう今こう見なってそれも遠い冷めてはっはぁ、あ、ふっとした拍子にシンクティングティングミー笑ってもいい背伸びした分のミッシングフィーリング後から気づくシンプリシティ笑い飛ばそう全てをしけもに火をつけて時にうっとうり鬱陶しいやつやことも丸めて忘れて See the power in my heart forever Yeah テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見 See the power in my heart forever テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見 Yes to be 問題はなしママには秘密で夜中に Oh let's cruising 俺のチャリで出よう途中のコンビニに寄ろう寄ろう類を見ないほどの美人一緒に食おうチョコにグミ Let's matches いつでもありでも光る時はステージがいい曲を聴いてまったり俺もひらめいて曲を隠し飯食いに行ったりいつも一緒に食えりゃ feel so good 笑いが出る世の中を傍観しようしばしばいなくなったり気づいたら横にいるひょっこり See the power in my heart forever、yeah. テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見、yeah. See the power in my heart forever、yeah. テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見から降りてくる降りてくる降りてくる、yeah. テテテンから降りてくる降りてくる Yeah, yeah.
Wandering rhythms traveling through the music scene of Kyushu Island. Kyushu Island, by the way, has a 4.2 rating on Google with over 1,200 reviews. Yes, the people have spoken and they like it. We just heard a jazzy hip-hop number and man, love Japanese hip-hop. It's just always so fresh and sultry and relaxing. So yeah, that was a project called Void. The song was MSN. That's actually from the city of Kagoshima and it came out just last year in the 2020. Before that, we heard a very cute rock band. They're called Minamo. And yeah, reminds me of like a late 90s kind of angular prog grunge thing. Debut EP from that band. And yeah, that came out last year. Minamo. They're from the city of Kitakyushu, which is in the extreme north of Kyushu Island. So yeah, we heard bunch of different stuff there. And going off in the background with this beautiful ambient guitar based stuff is Takeshi Yamamoto, my man, with the song Dawn. And this is from a 2020 LP of his called Gaslight. And we're next making our way down to the south of Kyushu Island. We are visiting the city of Kumamoto. And this next band, it's called Nori the Funk Band, but they're not a funk band. They're just, I think, one person slicing and dicing some old songs, making some wild stuff out of it. So this is a song very creatively called DGA25 right here. 2019 music from Kumamoto City. This is Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the southern Japanese island of Kyushu.
この先にあるはず。風に吹かれて草は揺れてる。明日に奪われてしまう。
Oh yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, the homeland of Coast Salish nations, including the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam nations, amongst many more as you travel across this expansive nation we call Canada. But right now we are in Kyushu, Japan, one of the southernmost islands, and the third biggest in all of Japan, yes. And we just heard a trio of artists from the city of Kumamoto. The last one was somehow very avant-garde and ancient and weird at the same time. It was called the Mother Tongue Project, and that is led by two men based in Kumamoto who are not from there. I don't know where they're from, but Richard Gilbert and Jeff Cairns are their names, and yes, they conceived of a project inviting a lot of Japanese and foreign musicians and some pretty intellectual and nerdy stuff for sure. The idea behind this album that we heard, the song was called New Sphere, which represents the kind of psychic connection that humans have across the world. It's like, think of the stratosphere, but like a psychic invisible sphere. And yes, 7 songs on the album, each one represents a different atmosphere of the earth, so either representing scientific or esoteric points of view looked at with regard to its relationship to the earth and its interrelationship with other atmospheres, so the magnetosphere, the exosphere, etc., etc. And yeah, a lot of different musicians and instruments on each song, but that one was pretty cool, the New Sphere right there. Atmospheres came out in 2020, just about a year ago. And before that we heard, looks like a solo project by a musician, goes by Nostola, and that was the title track from an EP called The End of Someday we heard from 2019. Before that, started the set with Nori the Funk Band with some mashed up old classic songs of some sort. Odd slicing and mixing, and that's a DGA25, the song, also of 2019. So yes, this has been a trip through Kyushu, Japan, and we're gonna finish with a little slice of hip-hop from Kumamoto. Artist goes by Quest, featuring S. Low on the vocals, and this song is called Da Jiggle. So yes, more Japanese language hip-hop. And ending with another artist from the city of Nagasaki, who is originally from England, goes by Sœur, Sisters in French. And the song's Deep Unicorn, new stuff from this year, 2021. So yeah, it's going to be some wild soundscaping stuff to end the program. So yes, this has been Wandering Rhythms, traveling through Japan, and thank you for joining on this odd and lovely journey. Till the next time, I have been Nick Legacy. And by the way, to find this episode and others, visit wanderingrhythms.com. You can find playlists, podcasts, and so on. Good day. One love. Till the next.
QS day one love, Jigo stands for have a nice trip. 634 ride on, yeah, give me the microphone. How we roll, また気づけば夜迎える朝まで all night long. Check one, 22, I'm a slow, it's my time. Don't stop, just do it on the runway. 結ばいの調子 wanna get high. 問題はない狭い街から見る広い世界日々サバイブ My life size 真っ白な線引くボーダーライン飛び越えてみる手に取ってみるマスク聞けばわかる Blow your mind 他とは違うチョイス俺の道この手で釣り上げる存在価値
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
On the next Alternative Radio, hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the consequences of U.S. foreign policy. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. David Sibley's paintings connect millions of people with the lives of birds. His delight and skill in observing and portraying birds culminated in the Sibley Guide to Birds.
I spent years in the field just traveling and birding and doing pencil sketches and getting to know the birds, learning the shapes and the postures and the general patterns. The drawing was so important to me that there was never any question in my mind of continuing on to paint the birds. It's how I study the birds. And then when I go into the studio to paint, I have my sketches. I gather together all the photographs I can find. I've already visited museums and looked at specimens and taken notes on those. But what I try to put into the painting is sort of a synthesis of all of the things that I've seen, all the things that I've learned. It's the impression of many experiences.
You can watch a video of David Sibley sketching a Townsend's warbler at birdnote.org. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. Support for BirdNote is provided by Marjorie and Ed Rignes from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.